wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves, and it is an eclectic music program. It runs for the next hour, and it's a collection of tending towards sort of indie-ish stuff. I've got some really neat songs today. I'm really looking forward to playing for you. So I'm going to start right off with a band that I'm really, really pleased to see is back. They're called The Bell Game. They describe themselves as an ethereal crush pop band, which I adore because there is little that I love more than when it comes to sort of talking about music than the, you know, increasingly specific sort of micro-organization of the genre of your music. And, you know, I really feel like someday I'm going to hit on a band that will just get some kind of combo breaker in terms of how many different words to describe their sound. And crush pop is one that I've not actually heard before, so that's getting filed away for later reference. Anyway, the last time The Bell Game was around was 2013 or so, which was, 2013, 2014, and it's been 4 years. I was really wondering whereabouts they were, and they were recording new music and dropped a new album called Fear/Nothing on Friday. I've been giving it a little bit of a listen, and I'm enjoying it very much, so I thought I'd play a track for you called Shine. After that, I've got a band called House and Land with a song called Listen to the Roll, and so much more here on Particles and Waves. Please enjoy.
Thank you. nobody there. I had to answer
it's fine.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Lydia Ainsworth, an artist that I've been playing quite a lot, but I love her album, Darling of the Afterglow, and that was a track from it called Open Doors. Before that, Listen to the Roll by House and Land off of their self-titled album, and Shrine by The Bell Game off of Fear/Nothing. I have certain... I think everybody has certain bands and certain artists that they know they should like, but they don't really. They just can't get into them. For me, the ultimate, the big, huge one is Of Montreal. Also, Arcade Fire. I have never been able to sit down and listen to Arcade Fire and not be bored. There are just, it's always interesting the way that these things work. But one of those bands was Vampire Weekend, and I've heard varying songs by Vampire Weekend, but I've just never really been able to get past how much I didn't really love A-Punk. But anyway, Vampire Weekend has kind of, the members have all gone off and sort of done their own thing. I think Bayo is one of the members, and then one of the others now goes by the stage name Rostam, and he is releasing an album. It's coming out very, very, very soon, but he's been dropping singles pretty steadily throughout the year, and I kind of rediscovered him. I had heard one of his songs way back in the day, so it was familiar, but I was listening through his stuff late last week, and my original plan today was going to be to play his absolutely stunning, ethereal, expansive, beautiful song, which is called EOS. But instead, I'm going to go with the one that fascinates me even more, because this song uses a sample. And when I looked it up, when I looked up the lyrics on Genius, Rostam was saying that he had gotten the sample legally and with permission and blessing and the whole thing. But it samples probably one of my favorite songs ever. And I was able to tell right away, and I just could not, figure out what was going on. So I am going to not tell you what the sample is and see if you can sort of figure it out for yourself, and I'll give the game away when I come back to Mike. But in the grand realms of sampling, this is probably one of the weirder uses of one, and I genuinely don't know if it's a good use of sample, because I don't actually know if this is a good song, but it's an ambitious song and it's an interesting song, and that's what always will catch my attention for longer and for more than just a good one. So yeah, this is a track called Don't Let It Get to You. That was a song called Don't Let It Get to You by Rostam, and yes, that is The Obvious Child by Paul Simon. It's wild.
MRG Concerts is pleased to present Montreal pop band Tops at the Imperial on Tuesday, September 12th. Tops has been associated with stellar acts like Grimes and Mac DeMarco. Tickets on sale at mrgconcerts.com. You won't want to miss it.
Hey, UBC students, love doing arts and crafts or just making things in general? We've got you covered. The AMS Print Club works to bring you crafts from different cultures, backgrounds, and decor styles. We aim to bring about cultural and environmental awareness through the arts and crafts. Check out our Facebook page, Print Arts and Crafts, or email us at printartscraftsclub@gmail.com for more details.
That was Broken Social Scene with Protest Song off of their new album, Hug of Thunder. Before that, The Intelligence Service with Speak With You off of their album, Transgressors. It's been really interesting. Hug of Thunder was released back in July, and it was the first album that Broken Social Scene had done in 7 years. For those who don't know, Broken Social Scene was kind of one of the first, but by no means the last, of the Canadian indie sort of supergroups that sprung up out of the arts and crafts record label. And it wasn't necessarily something that was put together explicitly by Arts and Crafts, but it was a lot of the artists that were signed to it, including Emily Haynes from Metric, including several members of Stars, you know, a bunch of different people. And so they released, the last thing they did was in 2010, and they kind of announced they were going on, at the time it was understood, I think, like an indefinite hiatus. And now they're back, and I was initially really interested because 2017 has been a fascinating year for random returns to music from people we hadn't really thought about or really assumed that, you know, were still making music. And the week that Hug of Thunder came out, I was at a party with some fellow music geeks and was really very excited about it. And they sort of said, I kind of wonder if it's going to actually make an impact. And someone who is more well-versed in the history of Arts and Crafts as a label than I am would probably have a really decent time creating an article about what it is for Broken Social Scene, which was such a mid-late 2000s era band, to put something out in the mid-late 2010s now. Which is all to say that it's good, but it's kind of a relic of a bygone era a little bit. But I like relics of bygone eras, you know, what can you say? I'm a bit of a sucker for that kind of stuff. And I'm also a sucker for the next artist that I'm going to play. I played her last week right at the top of the show, and I've continued to listen to her album. She's an artist who goes by the name Gordy. Her new album is called Reservoir. It's very, very good. Like I said last week, it's very much what I was hoping Imogen Heap would end up being in the long run. She's really got a very fresh take on that electronically enhanced vocal sound. So this is a track called Heaven I Know.
heaven I know. Your heart got older, and we got tired. Heaven, I know that we tried. Heaven, I know. Heaven, I know. Yeah, heaven, I know. Heaven, I know. Heaven, I know. Longer still, withstanding most I will still be the most I can. Try it out, try. Cause I got older, and we got tired. Heaven, I know that we tried. Heaven, I know. Heaven, I know. Yeah, heaven, I know that we tried.
By studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Sunday, September 24th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more information, check the website at studyandgoabroad.com.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Paul. Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Sucked there with the common people. I need a bomb the towers, burn the cities. Concrete gods of flesh and blood. I hear you waste the answer. Guess I wasted most of mine. Seems a fool. The sun's still shining bright. So heaven help me, for I feel I'm losing sight. I think I'm back. Spread my wings and try to fly. Leave these earthly toys behind in my queue. But I feel I've got to try. So call a city as we're going out tonight.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Canadian band The Wooden Sky with a track called Black Gold, which is unfortunately the only track I really, really love off of their album Swimming in Strange Waters. If they had released an entire album of stuff like that, they would be hands down like one of my new favorite bands. I'm a huge sucker for that kind of like old school folky sound that's full of reverb. I think it's because Jets Overhead, which was a Victoria band that also hasn't been heard from in years, so I assume that they are on the verge of releasing something new. They played a pretty huge part in sort of the formative years of my music taste, and they did so much amazing stuff with that reverb pedal. Before that, Rococo'd with A Love That You Will Never Know off of their Young Ones EP, and Heaven I Know by Gordy off of Reservoir. I think I have just enough time. Just enough time. I have a song by Offa Rex again. That is the side project of the Decemberists. They put out an album called The Queen of Hearts. It's stunningly beautiful. I love it more and more every week. And this is a song from it called The Gardener.
Stood at her father's doorway, as straight as willow wand. By there came a gardener bold, with a red rose in his hand, with a red rose in his hand. You shall have my rose, fair maiden, if you'll give your flower to among the flowers in your father's garden. I'll make a gown for thee, for thee. I'll make a gown for thee. And it shall be of sweet-smelling tar, your apron seldom die, your petticoat of the camomile. Come kiss, sweetheart, and join, and join. Come kiss, sweetheart, and join. Your gloves shall be of the clover flower, your shoes of the rose of vine. I'll line them with the cornflower blue. So join your love with mine, with mine. So join your love.
You. lost it in the weeds. Watched it move around, watched it move around. Found a little space, quiet like the moon, quiet like the moon. Some pieces in my mind, changing all the time, switching all the time. It comes back now and then, it opens like an eye, a string upon my finger. I sometimes let it move me, sometimes let it ring. On where I linger.
That was Minotaurs with Split the Atom off of their album New Believers, which is from 2013, but still really, really good. And before that, The Gardener by Offerex off of this year's The Queen of Hearts. That brings me to the last five-ish minutes of my show, and I have time for one more song, so it's gonna go to a young, like 20-year-old American musician. She goes by the name of Clarity, and Claire with an I in it. And she right now only has, you know, a handful of singles and an EP from a couple years ago called Alienation, but it contains a really fantastic song on it called Scarecrow that has one of my favorite lines of music that I've really heard in the past 12 months, which is the line, "I'm rocking a case of the socially awkward," which is just such a great lyric. I adore it. So I want to play that for you. And that'll be the end of my show. Thank you so much for listening to Particles and Waves. Please stay tuned for more excellent local campus content, and I will catch you next week.
My hair might look a bit like it's made of straw, frizzy when it rains, and my socks aren't matching, that's not happening, clothes aren't dirty, they're stained. I know my timing is off, I'm taller than all the guys, forgive me for being strange and frightening ways.
don't you like me? Why don't you like me? I wish you liked me.
This is Phil.